Locked and loaded, nigga. Scary Terry Productions. Out here robbing all you niggas at gunpoint,
Come get some. Come get some.
Educated, excessively overpaid. True story, I don't play when it comes to money. Got a severe case of not fucking around syndrome. That's why my occupation, aside from being the boss, is a constant creator, unaliving you niggas. I just spend every day making money. To a degree, many would objectively conclude to be inordinate. I'm considered prophetic, climbing up tax brackets like a little kid on the jungle gym. Fuck being humble, I prefer being the opposite. Why I not only expect the best, I demand it, and ain't the least bit appreciative. Looking for any reason to get aggressive. Out here looking for trouble, promiscuous too. If it's got a hole and looks like a bitch, I fuck it without thinking twice. I suppose this is why people say I'm ain't no retentive, a term I find hurtful and offensive. And since y'all liberal niggas say words is violence, I figure I'd join a bandwagon. But instead of complaining, I just brought my iron with me and began shooting. Echoing all throughout the gymnasium. Now, no matter what retarded color they had in their hair, guaranteed is red in it now. Chuckling while collecting the wallets and purses from these recently deceased victims of mine. No rest in peace, just suffering. Call my assistant and tell him code for loco. Repeat code for loco, then hang up the phone. Call it that, cause it causes similar chaos. Homeboy arrives within five with a change of clothes. Clean up crew in the car, we dispose of a pawn. Dropping me off at the crib, grab a shower, burn the clothes. Homie, get me early, get in the fireplace. Fucking fabulous cologne thrown on, cause I got people coming over in 20 minutes for a dinner party. What you call psychopathy? I call Tuesday. Here's a free piece of advice. Compartmentalization is a useful technique, so fucking use it.
Be extremely violent, cause he ain't got feelings.
Nah, he sends empathy.
Oh shit, I think I hear him. Bees the best run.
Cause he coming. Woo! Scary Terry Productions, an obvious front company, uses my primary means of obfuscating my business true nature, cause that shit illicit and illegal as fuck. Breaking niggas' noses with the butt of my pistol. If they speak out of turn, I run a tight ship, and the only reason they put up with it is cause I pay significantly better than my adversaries. And money talks, nigga, I'm quick to anger and have a reputation for being overly violent even when it ain't necessary. Yet I'm the big boss, man, so I take my time and never raise my voice, cause wealth whispers won't think twice about clipping you, then continue sipping my French 75. I only purchase the creme de la creme, best of the best, cause I'm a psychopath of lows inadequacy, wiping my ass with mediocrity. Of course I'm conceited, I'm a narcissist. My wealth may be generational, but I don't plan to part with it. Much prefer attempting to spin it all. To hell with my heirs, let them earn their own way.
My 10 table time piece stays mine.
Audemars Piguet sitting comfy on my wrist. I got so many different homes, penthouses and the like, yet never at each more than a week. Bouncing between them so much I ironically feel homeless, with my cock out and say, here honey, hold this. Yelling out bye, cause I find it funny and them goaded. All my honeys are total smoke shows, enticing the hoes to let me give them a Chicago special before she could answer. I got off the red line and hopped on a brown tour downtown. That's what you call the Belmont transfer.
I convinced him to let me give him a Chicago special
called the Belmont transfer.
Be extremely violent, cause he ain't got feeling.
Nah, he sends empathy.
Oh shit, I think I hear him.
Cause he coming, yo. Hey, I got trap houses all over Chicago, armed mercenaries outside, head on a swivel, cackling while they shooting at you like murder be comical. Sorry, not sorry, I be so abominable. I make it snow in the summertime, hitting the slopes with these ski foozers, cause getting high and engaging inside of me is something of a hobby of mine. Actually, fuck it, I stipulate that it's more of an addiction. Two butt fucking thick little Italian bitches, cause they easy on the eyes, understand the lifestyle, and always down to cook me pasta after sexy time. Madonna Mia, what more could the boss of a major crime syndicate ask for? More than just a evil bastard, rather more accurately, Scary Terry is the epitome of the evil villain, the big boss man at the end of the movie, your video game, you know what I mean, regardless of the media's medium, y'all niggas PBS basic cable, whereas I'm that premium television or like HBO, nigga it's showtime, make sure they won't find where we bury yet another corpse this time, wondering where is a trick question, no actually, since oftentimes we toss them into a furnace, incinerator or whatever, figure it's only suiting since we sending them to hell anyway. Not only am I creative with the atrocities I be committing, I almost forgot to mention I'm clever as fuck and devilishly handsome.
Scary Terry Productions.